Well, our reporter Sarah Hawke is in Darwin, which is going to be another point of focus for this rescue effort. Sarah, what's the latest information available to you?
Yeah, hello, Lisa. Look, the latest, we've just come out of a press conference with our assistant commissioner up here, as well as the general manager of the Royal Darwin Hospital, Len Nataris. I can confirm what they've said there is, they understand that there is 13 to 15 people who are seriously injured. Now, the most seriously injured and other injured personnel are being moved from the boats to an oil rig. They will then be transferred to most likely Broome or Truscott, where the triage is set up there. And so you've got your stabilised people. Then the most seriously wounded, most of them will be flown to Darwin. Now, when they say quite severe burns is what they're saying at this stage from explosion, as opposed to any petrol or anything like that. The other significant thing from the Northern Territory is that Northern Territory Police will in fact head up the investigation. Now, this is simply because Ashmore and Cartier Islands, where this incident occurred, falls within the Northern Territory jurisdiction. Now, in saying that, of course, there'll be a lot of work with Western Australian Police, with support from what our police are saying, good support there from the Australian Federal Police as well. One thing that they didn't confirm in the press conference is whether or not women were, and children were involved with it. They didn't want to go down that angle, only to say that they have moved in pretty quickly to try and pick up these patients and bring them back in. Further to that, Darwin has spoken with the Perth Hospital as well, with burns specialists there. So, be prepared for people to be brought in.
What can you tell me about this investigation? Because we've heard there are already several reviews. There's a police investigation and a coroner's inquiry. Which part of that is the Northern Territory taking control of?
Well, pretty much the investigation from what came out of this, the actual investigation into the incident itself. Now, as we know that the boat itself is now underwater, so that's going to make investigations a bit more difficult. They are going to rely pretty much on interviews with those involved at this stage. Of course, the coroner will pick up, obviously, on the deaths of the three people there. So that's our understanding at this stage.
Sarah Hawke in Darwin, thank you.